Welcome back to the Better Lawns and Gardens second hour. We're in the Summit Responsible Solutions studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. And Lizzie, thank you for being here today and catching and helping me.
Yes. It's the barometric pressure. I'm telling you, it's the barometric pressure.
It is. We're getting it ready in the day. So we have a great show coming up for you. And we're going to be talking about seeds, how to start them, which ones are better as transplants, which ones are salt tolerant. We're going to have a great show for you. And so we're going to hear now from John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is pteridomania. Pteridomania. And I will spell it for you. P-T-E-R-I-D-O-M-A-N-I-A. Pteridomania. And it's also known as fern fever. In the Victorian craze for ferns, decorative arts of the period presented the fern motif in pottery, glass, metal, textiles, wood, printed paper, and sculpture, with ferns appearing on everything from christening presents to gravestones and memorials. And so pteridomania, meaning fern madness or fern craze, was a compound of using the words pteridophytes and mania. And it was coined in 1855 by Charles Kingsley in his book, Glaucus or the Wonders of the Shore. Although the main period of popularity of ferns as a decorative motif extended from the 1850s until the 1890s, the interest in ferns has really begun in the late 1930s, when the British countryside attracted an increasing number of amateur and professional botanists. The new discovery was published in periodicals, particularly the Phytoologist, a popular botanical guide. And so pteridomania, so when in Ireland, the ferns were gorgeous and everywhere. And I've always loved ferns because of my love of the forest and the shade garden. And so if you love ferns too, you may be a pteridomaniac. And so I love them. I love using them in my conservatories, in my glass houses, and in my terrariums. I love using them.
So would that be considered your pronoun as a, what is it?
Pteridomania?
Yes.
Pteridomaniac?
Yes, that's it. That's your
pteridomaniac
pronoun.
Is your pronoun.
We expect this. Under other, whenever you fill out a form, I expect Teresa Watkins to put
and
that
and just
there.
Say, I'm fern crazy.
Yes.
So I just love that word, and it's spelled P-T. Pteridomaniac. And so it is a wonderful craze. Now, it did almost lead to some extinction of species, but it was popular all around the world in the mid-19th century to the late 19th century. And you just want to make sure you're not getting them from in the woods. You're not getting them, digging them out of the ground. Buy them from reputable nurseries that do sell them. Do not dig them out of the ground.
You know what's crazy is that over the last 20 years, my cedar trees, they have ferns growing up them. Not like, you know, what's the viney plant that has the big gigantic elephant ear leaves? The caladium?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. But they don't grow wild like that. It's like but this is like ferns. Like it's actually growing from the tree itself.
Yeah, resurrection ferns. And then there's ones that are called polypodium.
Okay.
And the polypodium look like the big ferns. They're kind of a bluish green and very light green color.
Yeah.
And that's Polypodium species.
Okay, I'll send you a picture. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I mean, I love it. It's gorgeous. It makes our driveway look amazing with fern growing off of the cedars. But
It is amazing. So thank you to everyone who is liking our Facebook page and also following us, Elizabeth and Debbie and Julie, Brenda and Haley. So we do appreciate that. Go to our Facebook page and like us. Give us a 5-star review. That would be wonderful. That will really help us out. So this is the month where you can start your seeds. And should you use seeds or should you use transplants? So you could still be planting corn. And in a few months, you could be planting carrots and radishes. But they're usually traditionally just sown right into the soil. But some plants and some vegetables, like peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers, transplant easily. So others like Irish and sweet potatoes, they're not started from seeds at all, but plant parts that you can even dissect and use from your own home. If you've got a potato that has sprouted in your potato bag, you know, cut it up and use it and make your own potato bag and grow your own potatoes.
I get very impatient with taters. Like, I put them in the ground and then I worry about them like rotting while they're in the ground. So I don't know.
Do not worry about them. Okay. They're fine. We're going to be talking about the advantages of having seeds and transplants and what does best from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm worried about Lizzie. So Lizzie, you're worried about rotting potatoes. So explain to me what you're doing.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm doing what you're saying by chopping the taters and then doing the planting and stuff, and they start sprouting. But then I notice it almost looks like they're ooey gooey, and I don't know, like, I don't have patience when it comes to certain things, and I'm afraid stuff's going to sit there and rot in the ground. So I've kind of dug them up, and I find like little rotten taters, but they do have sprouts going out and sprouts coming out of it. But is it supposed to rot?
Yes.
In the ground?
Okay, so that's what it is. There is, you know, if you do the pieces and they have little eyes on them,
mm-hmm.
they are supposed to rot. And I just worry about your potatoes that you're digging them up and looking at them while they're growing.
I cover them back up. That doesn't work.
But no, just once you have an abundance of leaves and things, it's forming the potato under there. But it does take a few months to do that. But you don't, I mean, they do decline and rot.
Mm.
But how often are you watering them? Are they in pots or in the ground?
No, I have the raised bed garden.
Okay.
So, but I haven't done it this year because last year kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I got
some good taters, but they're about, you know, they're like the little, what's the little teeny taters called? Like the micro mini ones?
It's the seed potatoes.
Yeah. So I got those and they were good and they was nice, but I obviously didn't let them grow to their potential. And I didn't get that many because, yeah.
Okay. I like to grow my potatoes in potato bags. And so you can get these fabric mesh or fabric bags that are called potato bags and grow your own potatoes. I'll bring you one.
That is so
cool.
Okay.
And then you just know that they're all in there and you just see the leaves growing and don't worry about them until it's time to harvest them.
You know what? Also, another thing I'm thinking of, you know how they have like the ant farms that you can buy and you can see through it with the plexiglass? Well, because of all this rain, thank you, dear God, because we do need the rain, my raised beds that were built really good are now crumbling because of the weight of the water and soil. So when I go to replace them, I might go get somebody some plexiglass so I can keep an eye on stuff so I don't just dig them up.
Have an exhibit.
I'm like the worst gardener.
No,
why
you're
do
not.
You even have me on this
you,
show?
You have
who
good
paid
intentions.
You?
Good
who,
intentions.
Who paid you to have me here?
Good intentions. We'll get you through this. Okay, so the advantages of starting from seed is that you have so many different varieties of species and varieties of vegetables and varieties of vegetables from seed catalogs. And I'm going to be talking about Gary Bachman's Heritage Cottage. And I brought Lizzie some more seeds this week. So she's going to be planting those. And so, yes, seeds, you can get different varieties. And so, you know, you don't necessarily find transplants in the rare and heirloom varieties that you can get in seeds. So it's always more economical to buy seeds because they're cheaper than to buy the transplants. Okay? So those are the two reasons for seeds. You get more varieties. You can get more you can get more plants and it's more economical. You get, you can get 50 plants rather than, you know, five from the transplants. Now, the disadvantages are that you may overseed and then you're going to be spending a lot of time thinning it out or, wasting them. And then also, too, you know, overwatering them and you just want to make sure that you're planting them correctly, which I'm going to give you a seed soil recipe in just a minute. So if your seeds don't germinate or survive, you're going to end up with fewer plants. And so transplants may be the key for you and the key for Lizzie, too, as well. And so
she's got jokes this morning.
There you go. So what are some varieties of or what are some vegetables that easily survive transplanting, which means you start them from seed and then move them up into a pot or a container or a raised bed or plant in the ground once it becomes tall enough. So you can be, and JAC, this is for you. And this kind of deals with your okra and tomato question. Is that collards, eggplants, peppers, and tomatoes easily survive transplanting? Okay, so those do. Now, if the others that I'm going to mention, they can be sown from seeds or you can transplant them when they have a strong enough root. So that means when you're growing them in the pot, squeeze them up. And if you see a lot of the white roots and it's got a really good root system, then you can transplant those. And these are beans, any kind of beans, cantaloupes, corn, cucumbers, okra, peas, pumpkins, and squashes, and watermelon that you can be planting right now, where you can sow the seeds or they can be transplanted with strong root systems. So I hope that helps you out. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. You mentioned the potato bags. Could you give me more of a description of how big the bag is? Is it porous?
Okay,
I can just grow Irish potatoes in them. And
yes. Okay, so you want the green bags for the Irish potatoes. Okay, but they're
green.
No, I'm just joking, Jerry. I had to get that in there. The green bags for Irish potatoes.
Okay.
Okay. No, they're a fabric bag. They're about the size of a 5-gallon bucket, so they have really good drainage in them. And you know your potatoes don't scoot anywhere else. And so if you will just Google potato bags, and again, I will post a picture of them on our Facebook page. But you can get potato bags very easy. And last year I posted this, that there was companies that were giving away two potato bags for the price of one. So you can find these sales for potato bags. And I would say, you know, for you, Jerry, and your family, you know, you may want about 3 to 4, 5 potato bags if you really love potatoes, which we do. And so, just go to Amazon or any of the catalogs, the garden catalogs, and look up potato bags, grow bags for potatoes.
Yeah, and these are the seed potatoes you buy like in a nursery or something like this. Right?
Yes, you can get them online or in nurseries. But you can also just plant your potato pieces from the grocery store. You know how you'll get potato?
I tried that, Teresa, and recently, and last season.
Uh-huh.
And they don't sprout for me. It's rare I get a sprout.
Okay.
They seem to have some kind of a coating or something on them that stops sprouting, so they don't get sprouting in the store.
No, I don't think they do.
No,
I don't think so.
They always used to sprout like you were indicating.
Yeah.
For me, you know, real quick. In fact, sometimes I couldn't eat the bag full.
Okay. Well, I don't think they have a coating on it or a spray on it that prevents them from germinating. So, but it may be just that you need to water and fertilize a little bit more. Okay. So I would try them again. Just try one potato. You know how you can put a potato in a glass jar. We used to do that in school, and get the roots. You try that, and then once you get the root system, put it in the bag.
Oh, okay. I'll try that, too, and then I can check it out where I can get them.
The potato bags.
The store's local. Sometimes. Seed potatoes.
And garden nurseries also carry them, too. So your independent garden stores will also carry them, too. So just ask, okay?
I will do it, Teresa. Thank you.
And I will also post it on our Facebook page. I'll post a source for them.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Thank you. Teresa.
You're welcome, hon.
Good day.
Bye-bye. And so, yeah, green bags always for Irish potatoes.
That's hysterical. Love that. I fell for it. I was like, ooh, I'm writing it down, like green potato bags. She's still got jokes.
So a seed starting mix recipe, this is from the University of Florida, so you can take it to the bank. All right, so this is a recipe for about 9 to 10 gallons of starting mix, which if you're using potato bags would be enough soil for, you know, 2 bags of potatoes. And so 4-gallon fine size worm castings or fine sized compost. Okay. 4 gallons of fine size worm castings or fine size compost. And then you want to add to it 4 gallons of fine sized vermiculite. And then you can add some amendments. You can add 8 ounces of green sand or kelp meal, and that's going to give you potassium. You can do 8, and then add 8 ounces of the supplement of micronutrients, which is azomite, which you can get at Quality Green Specialist Nursery. And that has the full spectrum of the micronutrients in it. You can then amend it with 8 ounces of phosphate rock for phosphorus. And then 8 ounces of alfalfa meal so that the plant has access to nitrogen at an early stage. Okay? So 9 to 10 gallons of starting mix. 4 gallons of worm castings or compost. Make sure it's fine. 4 gallons of fine-sized vermiculite. And then the amendments of 8 ounces of green sand or kelp meal. 8 ounces of micronutrients like azomite. 8 ounces of phosphate rock for phosphorus, and then 8 ounces of alfalfa meal. And that will start your seeds, okay? And that's a really good recipe for it. That's from the University of Florida. If you want to email me, go to betterlawns.com. I will email you the recipe. And then if you want to, too, as well, it'll be, you can listen to the podcast later on and write it down. Okay, so here we go. So then 1-888-455-2967. I'm sorry, 5967. Where am I here?
He's just giving us new numbers out here.
I am. 455-2967. Or you can text 23680.
And a perfect text includes your first name and location. And the reason why we ask that is the fact that Teresa needs to know what zone you're in so she can give you the proper knowledge and information of what you're asking for. So because you could have something that's not producing fruit or flowers or buds, and it may be because it may be a little bit too chilly or too hot in your area.
And also too, if you wanted to text me 23680 your email address for the newsletter, I will sign you up for the newsletter. But you got to say newsletter 23680. And I can do that. And I will do that over the weekend. The new August newsletter is coming out this month. And I have to say real quick, too, I'm in Martha Stewart twice this month.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Martha Stewart asked me my advice.
I love this.
On growing microclovers and also on watering, how much to water your lawn. And so you can go to Martha Stewart and find that out. We're going to come back and I'm going to talk about how much you should need to water your new vegetable seeds and also which seeds, which vegetable seeds are more salt tolerant. For those of you on the beach, we know that you need information to grow vegetables too as well. Also, you can go to our Facebook page one and go and like us. Give us 5 stars. We'd love that. Lizzie, we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you're listening to us anywhere in the state. And I just want to say that we're thinking of you in the Key West and in Miami and in the Sarasota area, Tampa area, Panama City, Tallahassee, Newberry. You guys are going to be getting a lot of rain, Bob and all of you guys, Beverly, all of them up there. So be careful and just stay alert and you know, we're thinking of you right there. So watering new vegetable seeds, okay? So this is important. And you have to understand that watering is necessary, but too much is not a good thing. So it's generally best to water when the top half inch of the soil begins to dry. Just touch it. If it's dry and you just started seeds, then you can go ahead and water it again. Check your plants frequently for wilting leaves and dropping leaves, and other signs of distress could mean you're watering too much or not enough. And then just for all year round, whether it's your summer vegetables or your winter vegetables, thick leaf plants like cabbage and collards and broccoli, they're not going to dry out as fast as plants with large thin leaves such as squash, cucumbers, and pumpkins. So you want to stay on top of those thin leaf plants and just look at them. Doesn't mean you have to water, but you want to be aware of it. You know, so putting your raised beds and your gardens, your vegetable gardens, where you either physically go out and check on them every day, or that you see them as you're, you know, pulling in the driveway. You don't want to ignore your vegetables. So water enough to thoroughly wet the soil and root zone, but never let your irrigation system run indefinitely. Well, that's just everywhere. And no matter what, when you're watering or what you're watering, never let your irrigation system run more than 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes. So then also soil and foliage needs time to dry. So the best time to water is early in the morning, preferably between 4 and 6 a.m. Plants that are wet longer than 5 hours are more susceptible to disease and also insect issues. So watering at 9 p.m. at night, not a good thing. Now, if we get rainfall, that's something you can't help, but don't acerbate the issue by watering too as well at those times of the day. In sandy soil, and I've been saying this for 20 years in my water conservation and my Florida Yards and Neighborhoods workshops, sandy soil, a half inch of water will go down 6 inches. That's plenty for your new seeds. Turf, 1 inch of water will go down 12 inches in sandy soil. That's all it needs. So when you're talking about watering often or watering really long periods of time, it's better to water deep and less often. You can get by with once a week watering. Just make sure you're putting down an inch of water at that application. If you're doing it a half inch at a time, then you want to do 2 applications twice a week. So in soils that are more clay content or have a lot of organic material in it, have a lot of compost and manure, and in gardens with a thick layer of mulch, you're only going to need to apply up to 1 inch of water to wet the same depth. You're not going to have to water more often. And of course, always these soils that hold moisture longer means that you can get by with less watering, and that's important. So I said I was going to give you some vegetables and their salt tolerance, okay? So if you're living on the coast or you have saltwater intrusion, and this can happen as far inland as DeLand, Deltona, even in Tampa as you're getting into Brandon, you could be seeing saltwater intrusion in some of those areas. And so water with salt levels above 1,000 parts per million, that means that will kill many, many of the vegetables, including beans, cucumbers, lettuce, and tomatoes. So if you have saltwater intrusion, the plants that can tolerate high salt water, beets, bell peppers, broccoli, cabbage, kale, spinach, tomato, and loquats, the fruit loquats. Those that are moderately salt tolerant are carrots, cauliflower, lettuce, peas, potatoes, squash, and sweet corn. So your low salt tolerance are beans and celery, cucumbers, and radishes, okay? So you just definitely want to make sure to have your water tested. You can get a salt water testing kit for about $15 to $20. Check your salt water levels. And that will help you out if you're doing a raised bed from a well. Okay, if you're using city water, you're not going to have that issue. All right, so let me go through here. So I told you I was going to give you some resources for some seeds. And our dear friend Gary Bachman, he has a wonderful resource. He's been collecting seeds for decades. And his new company is called Heritage Cottage Seeds. And you can find him on Facebook, Heritage Cottage Seeds. And I'll give you, I think I've got the website here. Yes, I do. Gary-Grows, Gary-Grows.com, and then / Heritage Cottage Seeds. Or just Google Gary Bachman and Heritage Cottage Seeds, and it'll come up. So I will tell you my experiences with these seeds. These are wonderful. And Gary gets them from friends from all over the world. And he also is wonderful. I've got to send him, well, the Welsh onions. I may wait, Gary, until you come in October to give them to you. So the Heritage Cottage Orange Tomato, this is one that Gary named himself. It's beautiful. It is completely juicy. Long-lasting, and it's delicious. We enjoy it in our salads, and Tony just loves tomatoes with his breakfast, just plain, and so he loves those. The Calabrian peppers, which is one of Bobby Flay's and Tony's favorite, it hits the Scoville heat chart at 25,000 to 40,000, so they're pretty hot, but they're delicious. Try them roasted with chicken, and just supreme. It's just wonderful. Aleppo peppers, these are kind of bipolar. They're sweet and spicy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But they're more ladylike, but Tony loves them too. So these are wonderful. Dwarf Tabasco peppers, they really are dwarf peppers with a giant heat, 30,000 to 50,000. I haven't had the courage to try them, but they look spicy, delicious in the garden. And then McDonald's Thai peppers. Think of the King and I with plaid tartan sarong. Peppers, okay? We've used them in the chili, and they are delicious. Then Siberian red tomatoes, and Gary calls these a good Russian variety, and we are waited until spring to plant them, but Gary usually plants these in January, and you can just pop them. They're cherry tomatoes. You can just pop them in their mouth. They are so good. And then Gary has pollinator plants, too. Gary's large zinnia mix, perfect for floral displays with long, strong stems. That's Gary-Grows.com. And they're $3.75 a seed packet. Tell Gary I said hi. We're going to be back if it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We just have a few minutes more left to take your gardening questions. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. You can let us know what's going on. And we are getting phone calls, Lizzie. They're just filling you in privately.
I know. And you know what? Hey, I'm telling you what, I love our listeners because, you know, even off air, I'll have chats with some of our listeners and they just inform me and keep me up to date what's going on with them and let me know if I need to pray for them. So I'm all about it. So
there you go. Yeah. Yes, you're wonderful with that. That is amazing. And so I just want to kind of make you aware that if most counties and cities don't allow fertilizing during the summertime. But if you fertilized over the last week or so, 10 days or so, and you're going to get all this rain, 5 to 12 inches of rain, then you're going to probably need to be fertilizing again in October, okay? Because putting it down when we have a lot of rains kind of washes it away or, just releases it very quickly. And so just kind of pay attention to your lawn if you did fertilize it and nothing happened, then you probably think will realize that, you know, then it was washed away. So what you can do, though, is keep your lawns mowed high, okay? So keep it at four to 5 inches when we're having these hot summer temperatures and let that root system go down deeper. The height of your grass blade is the depth of your roots, and a deeper root system will be more drought tolerant and more tolerant of the heat, okay? But if you're scalping that grass so that you don't have to do it so often, then you're going to have a short root system. And the first time we go through a drought or go through a period of high temperatures that are extreme, your grass is really going to decline. So just kind of remember that when you're looking at your grass, how does it look? Is it chlorotic? Does it need to have an iron-only product put on it? You know, the nitrogen will green it up, but it's also going to tell it to grow. So the more you fertilize it, the more delicious that grass is going to be because it's going to grow leaves and blades, and then that's going to go through photosynthesis and create chlorophyll. Bugs can smell chlorophyll miles away. The grass becomes more delicious, and the more you fertilize, the more susceptible your grass is going to be to insects, all right? So just be careful. Read the label. If it says only apply it twice a year or, you know, fertilize in the springtime, which is what the University of Florida recommends, fertilize in the springtime, March, April, fertilize in September and October, and that's good for the fall, all right? That's going to reduce the amount of fertilizer you're putting down, and it's going to create a more healthier landscape. Also, too, you don't want to be cutting with dull mower blades. Think about surgery. You want to have the surgeon to have the sharpest knives, surgical knives, that you can have. You don't want them ripping off anything. The same with your grass. You want to see a straight cut. You know, you can literally stand out in the street, and I see this when I'm driving by in neighborhoods. You can see the ripped grass blades on the grass because you see that little brown ribbon section at the top of the grass blades, and you can see it from the road.
Yes.
You want to make sure your grass is cut completely straight. That's going to be healthier. If it's ripped, it's going to be more susceptible to insects and disease.
Yes, and you don't want your surgeon using the same knife that hasn't been washed for the last five patients. So what should you politely request out of your maintenance people about that?
Is to sterilize their tools, especially if they're pruning palm trees. There's no reason to be pruning green leaves off of palm trees. If the fronds are green, you let it be. You can prune right now the fruit and the flowers off of palm trees if you'd like, okay? And that's always good. And you never want to use spikes when you're climbing palm trees too as well. That's another pet peeve. And so if your lawn is turning yellow, you can use an iron product and green it up, but it also could be overwatering and you're just leaching the nutrients out. So watering is just a major issue here in Florida, whether it's underwatering or overwatering. It's at the base of all of our gardening issues. So also, to this weekend, go ahead and set that 5-gallon bucket out there and see how much rain you get. And then after the storm goes through Monday, it's still going to be raining some. We may have a little bit of showers Tuesday. But you're not going to need to water for at least a week to 10 days anywhere in Florida. Seriously, you're not going to have to water. So just keep that in mind. And then, stressing your grass out by letting the roots go down deeper and not watering as often, it doesn't hurt it. It's declining, but it's not dying. Okay, so if your St. Augustine turns a little bluish color, you know you need to water it, but you can wait a day. Just kind of push it just a little bit, all right? And then we're going to see a big explosion of mushrooms in the state next week. Mushrooms are going to be everywhere.
Don't eat them.
No, please don't eat them.
If you're new to Florida, please, please, for the love of whatever, don't eat them.
But it's not necessary to do anything. They're just going to die once it dries up and everything because mushrooms are spread by air spores. So they're in everybody's grass, and they just grow. You just see them when they have the benefit of the rainfall. And they'll just last a little bit, you know, a week to 10 days, and then they'll be gone. Now, the big brown ones, and I was just at my client's house over the weekend, and they have a farm, and underneath all the oak trees were these big brown, kind of dusty-looking mushrooms. And, you know, you kick them over, and they stink really bad. Well, those are stinkhorn mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
And they are very poisonous and don't necessarily need to get rid of them, but you can always just kick them over and just get them to disappear. All right, so no herbicides this time of the year. You want to hand pull any of your weeds that you see. And if you'd like to use the baking soda, you can use it. But when the weeds die, you're going to have to replace it with something. If not, the weeds are going to come back. So just have a plan for that. All right. You want to have a plan that when you have no weeds in it and there's no grass there and it's just sand or dirt, then you want to either sod it or put a little plugs of grass in it or seed with bahia grass if you've got bahia grass. All right. And so what else can I say?
Let's see. Well, I know that Peterson's Nursery has a lecture at 9:30.
Yes, that's a great reminder. Yes, please go and see the lecture. The lecture is on fruit trees for Central Florida, 9:30 to 10:30. Thank you for the reminder.
Yes,
that is great.
And get in there. I see a few of our listeners have text their email for your newsletter.
Oh, yay.
So
thank you.
Super excited.
That's coming
for
out
that.
This weekend. You can read it on Sunday and Monday. And, you can always send me pictures. Now, when you send me photographs of your plants, give me one of the whole plant and then give me what the problem is. If you do that, your location and your name, and I will be able to to help you a little bit.
Yes.
And Peter, I hope you think about just using more Bahia seed in your lawn, and then we will take care of those weeds in October.
Yeah, and her email is Teresa without an H, Teresa.Watkins.
Yes.
At live.com. You can also text it up here, and we'll see it when we come in on Monday mornings, and we'll get back with you on that. And yeah, put your glasses on and take the photo. And I'm not saying that to jab at anybody. I'm jabbing at myself because I can't tell you how many pictures I sent to Teresa. And she's like, what is this? I'm like, biscuits. I forgot my glasses on the porch. I'll be back.
And then also, too, in the newsletter, we have Lizzie's Garden Adventures. And you can see how big the turkeys are this month.
Yes. We literally today in the rain, the tropical depression, we are going to be outside running the second part of our turkey run to move Gerald and his clan, our four-month-old turkeys, which are taller than our grand brats and almost as tall as me. We have to move them over to the new run and then take these month-and-a-half-old turkey poults and put them in the old run. So
there you go. Take photographs.
And you know what I did last weekend, real quick, because we're almost out of time, is I introduced our hen, our one hen out of the four turkey older turkeys that we have. She chased him around and tried to kill him. I said, you are supposed to be a mom one day.
I want to say hi to Gary Bachman, Heritage Cottage Seeds. Can't wait to see Gary and Katie in October. Gary will be in the house, and that'll be great. So Lizzie and I want everyone to be careful. You want to follow it. Make sure you're getting all the weather alerts. Don't take chances. Be safe. You know, if there's any flooding, don't go ahead into it. You just want to make sure you see it. And let us know how you do. You know, you can post on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, or you can send us an email, and we would really appreciate it. The August In Your Backyard newsletter comes out this weekend. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Go to betterlawns.com to catch up on all of the podcasts that you may have missed, or would you like to listen again. I know that sometimes, you know, I forgot what we talked about. So betterlawns.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.